Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a 9 o'clock stretch.
Stretch it out. Let's go.
Yeah. Get those lats stretched out. Good job, Greg.
Thank you.
Wow. You get that V-shape working, brother.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It is 9:07. Did I say time check? Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Did
sure.
I do that yet?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about the shooting, at least for right now.
Okay.
Because I have other awful, terrible stuff to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It is sad.
But it already happened a long time ago. But it was on this day in 1990.
Wow.
The bodies of Tracy Paulus and Manuel Toboda are discovered at the Gatorwood Apartments near the campus of the University of Florida. You know where this is headed, right? Mm-hmm. Their murders came 2 days after this discovery that three young female students had been killed and mutilated in two separate locations near the campus. The serial killer was known for positioning his victims' bodies in a lewd manner before he left. Authorities determined that all five murders were connected, and the Gainesville student community panicked. It spawned a massive investigation. 75 state and federal agents. Florida's governor sent an additional 50 state troopers to assist. After the bodies of Paulus and Toboda were found, University of Florida officials offered all students temporary on-campus housing to those who were afraid for their safety. Nearby Santa Fe Community College allowed its students to return home for 2 weeks with no adverse effect on their grades. In the wake of the crimes, people flooded the sheriff's office to obtain concealed weapons permit applications. Stores ran out of mace. Parents, I know many of them were trying or attempting to mail their kids like a firearm. The desperation to calm the community led police to arrest Ed Humphrey as a suspect, and students began to return to campus. However, with no real evidence against him, authorities continued their search while keeping Humphrey in jail with a conviction on an unrelated charge. Well, the case was finally cracked when investigators found an abandoned campsite on the campus with a cassette recorded by the killer admitting to the murders. Surrounding evidence eventually led police to Danny Rawling, who had been arrested in Ocala for armed robbery. Apparently, Rawling had also killed a family in Shreveport, Louisiana, the previous November. He then shot his own father in the face before moving on to Florida. Rawling was convicted of the murders in April of 1994, sentenced to die in the electric chair. He was finally executed in October 2006. This day in history, a very, very sad time, and a time when the community was upset, fearful, panicky in many ways, and just an awful, awful dark cloud that was all over the community. And that was Gainesville on this day in 1990.
Yeah, man.
I mentioned this earlier. But I didn't really go into it. I don't know if I identified the devil baby mama. I thought that maybe everybody knew who the devil baby mama is. Well, although it is a dated reference.
True, but we just heard about her. She had reared her ugly head yesterday or the day before.
We're talking about actress Mia Rosemary Farrow. Mm-hmm. Rosemary's not really your middle name, but I want her to wear it.
She had a baby.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby.
Baby Beelzebub.
Part of that whole 70s demonic era.
John Cassavetes.
Is that who it was?
Cassavetes, yeah. Yeah. Actress Mia Farrow didn't wait long before blaming Republicans and the National Rifle Association after a mass shooting at the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis that resulted in the death of two children, at least another 17 wounded. Today, children gunned down, two dead. Two dead children, seven in critical condition. High-velocity gun, 14 children, three adults injured, Farrow wrote in a post on Blue Sky. Rational gun laws desperately needed. Many Republican lawmakers receive significant money, millions of dollars in bribes from gun makers and the NRA. Okay. Well, we know the shooter was a troubled trans person, obviously. Deranged to the point of wanting to murder innocent children that they didn't know. Born, Robert Westman, goes by Robin as of a few years ago. And, Mia Farrow has to assign blame, and she blames Republicans, not the sick individual. No. Not mental illness, severe mental illness. You know,
it's just weird.
Yeah. It really is. This mental illness has always been this, area that we have, with all the science and how far we've come in, say, cancer rate cures, for instance. You know, for all we've done in areas like that, the mental illness thing.
Yeah.
It's very troubling, and it really is. It's a tough one.
Well, the reality is, pretty much you can pick anything that happens today, and it used to happen. What has changed is media, instant coverage. You didn't know anything about anything until you saw it in the paper a day late or the 5 or 6 o'clock news. Now we are inundated. It's instant news. It's on your phone. It's everywhere. And I think that we just... It stirred the whole thing up because we can't get away from it.
Well, yeah, look, bad people have done bad things for as long as humans have walked the face of the earth or even crawled, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's added stressors, that there's just a stress of being alive, bombarded with all kinds of images on a regular basis, bombarded with information, a lot of it very negative. You know, very, very negative, very hateful, coming from the left.
Sure.
So you have this as, it's all these additional kinds of stimuli, I guess I would call them.
Triggers, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, now in movies and in TV, well, for a long time, things, you know, got more and more and more violent. It was like violence on top of violence. And that's, so it's all like a cumulative thing, and a lot of people are impacted by it. It's just rare the person impacted by it goes to, you know, be triggered to the point to where they want to kill innocent human beings, and
right. But
they get all twisted up and knotted up. This person, you know, hated Trump, anti-Semitic, said, I think it was etched on one of the magazines of the Rifle, 6 million is not enough.
Right.
Clearly a reference to the Holocaust.
So if you've got issues already, and like you say, you're constantly being just bombarded with images, other things that the people have done, just, it's just got to push them to the limit.
Hey, we were just talking about the director of the CDC or whatever getting fired.
Yes.
But yes, she's not going to leave.
Yeah.
That reminded me of the previous story we did. The Federal Reserve issued its first response Wednesday to President Trump's attempt to remove Governor Lisa Cook. stopping short of backing her planned court challenge or directly criticizing the president's action. Spokesperson for the Fed said that Cook has indicated through her personal attorney that she will promptly challenge this action in court and that the central bank will abide by any court decision. The Fed made no mention of recognizing Trump's removal or any interim governance arrangements. Trump announced Cook's removal Monday evening, citing allegations of mortgage fraud. Cook immediately rejected the action, saying through her attorney that Trump has no authority to remove her and that she would file a lawsuit. It is interesting when says when somebody says you can't fire me versus saying, oh, those allegations of mortgage fraud have not been proven. She could have said that, or I'm innocent of the allegations.
Right.
She could have said that.
Right.
Instead, her go-to seemed to be immediately saying, oh, he has no authority to fire me.
And leaving out the fact that the guy who runs that agency is the one who has seen it and brought it up and said, oh, you have two primary residents? Which you can't do.
The Fed also made no reference to conducting any internal investigation into the allegations against Cook, despite Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's recent calls for such a review. Bessent had urged Fed Chair Jerome Powell to examine the matter internally before there's an external review, to which Jerome Powell said, hey, man, I'm very busy building Shangri-La at 10 times the budget. So, yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, what's her petty interest rate decrease? I'm spending money over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Not my own, of course.
Well, of course not.
It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. So don't forget to listen to the Bob Rose Show on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning and happy Thursday. It's 9:22. Your time check. Time check? Hey, your time check over here. Greg, can you play the time check?
I don't think I have one.
It's 9:22. Brought to you by Ace Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I mean, could you do a woman's voice? I mean, really?
No, I'd hurt myself. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do one of those gravelly ones. Maybe you could be like Marge on The Simpsons, Greg.
Or there's a little touch of, now this is a flashback for some, little Brenda Vaccaro.
Wow. Man, you.
I know. I know.
You know, he was born an old soul, and an old soul he shall remain, my friends.
Hey, just because my birthday was yesterday doesn't mean I'm old.
Happy birthday, month.
Thank you.
But the month's going to end pretty soon.
I know.
You're a sucker having your birthday toward the end of the month.
I know. You lose out on so much promotion.
I have mine like right in the middle so I can milk those chickens all day long.
You get the pre-promotion and the post-promotion. Did go out and went out for dessert last night since we'd kind of gone out the night before. So went and had some cheesecake.
Oh, where's the lemon ice pie?
Lemon ice pie. She didn't get a chance to make it yesterday.
Oh, waited for me to go on vacation. Thanks, Mom.
Pretty much.
Wow.
That she wasn't feeling good yesterday.
Oh, well, that's...
Being mean to my
now
mom.
Now I feel
Bob.
Bad. You now should. I now have to say prayers. Yes.
But I will have her at some point make one that I'll bring just for us at work. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
You'll wait till I get back?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm going to have my birthday one while you're gone.
Oh, and then you get another one?
That's the way I'm thinking. Isn't that what you would do if you were me?
Well, I would be very happy if that were to occur.
I'll put it away.
And I don't know what it feels like to be you because it's all about me, so that's very confusing.
Oh, the confusion.
But I do know what gender I am. And
yes, that's true. That's that helps. That goes a long way.
I think it does. Mm-hmm. Hey, interesting stuff. Alligator Alcatraz. Is this a thing where they're actually going to shut it down? I mean, apparently this thing is emptying out. And there was, it gets into a long story where, you know, it's kind of intercepted emails saying we don't need your services because there's not going to be any people here. But bottom line is we know that judge ruled, but they have all the way till October to follow through with that. And I would think that, you know, they would hear an appeal before that. And then once the appeal's heard, then you'd say, OK, well, they either are going to give us a green light, we can stay in business, or they're going to shut us down. And it's environmental stuff in the Miccosukee tribe, and they're claiming all kinds of damage is being done to the Everglades. Look, let me tell you something. The Everglades have been wiped out as far as animal life goes, and if that is part of their concern. But the mammals are gone. Man, the pythons ate them all. I'm not exaggerating. So if you're worried about that, and if you're worried about water flow and water quality, which has been the issue with the Everglades for a very long time, and they are finally started to begin to put, you know, a lot of money toward that, which I think is a good thing, that alligator Alcatraz isn't going to negatively impact that to any degree. So they can keep doing what they're doing as far as remediation and things like that on the with the water. And they can keep doing that at the same time, have this alligator Alcatraz. I mean, they were trying to say something about, you know, that concrete pad that had been, this is a runway and a pad that had been there for decades and decades. You know, that's the thing. You know, environmentalists, I think sometimes they fail to recognize the adaptive power of nature. And nature's already adapted to that cement pad and everything around it. They've already adapted. Things have already adapted. They did the same thing. You can't put a pipeline in Alaska. It's going to kill all the wildlife. It had the exact opposite effect.
Yes, it did.
It kept the grass growing, and it was melted when warm oil was going through the pipeline, you know, where snow would have normally covered up the food source for many of the animals. Instead, they thrived.
We saved Bambi in Alaska.
you know, oh, tear down the Rodman Dam so the Ocklawaha can flow free, and here's all the benefits to it. Well, look, nature's already adapted. It's a fisherman's paradise. Nature's adapted. But now you want to tear it all down and start over? It just, environmentalist, pick your battles, people.
Yeah.
Pick your battles, and then you'll get more people kind of on your side doing the right thing and pushing for the right things. Then you got this. Here's another thing I'm tired of. You know, tired of the whole, you know, shooting thing, because nothing is really ever addressed from it. Do you know what I mean? The lefties still immediately call for gun control, all right? And nothing really changes. So I'm tired of that. And I'm tired of this. I don't want to hear about this, you know, nice father from Maryland who's, oh, did I mention, MS-13 gang member? Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want him to go away. Now, whether it's Uganda or Kathmandu, I don't care. But, you know, he needs to go.
Absolutely.
But now he's saying, no, I must seek asylum in the U.S., fear of torture in Uganda. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he fears he'll be tortured because they don't, you know, they only have 5 channels on their cable TV in Uganda. Yeah. So sad, pal.
Wow. Tough life. Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking about that. More headlines, information, it's all coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah. Good morning. And happy Thursday, my friends. 9:36 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And man, it's gonna be a great long weekend, right? Everybody gonna have fun?
Oh yeah, planning on it.
Greg's gonna miss me tomorrow, but everything's gonna be okay. At least that's what I'm saying. That's my deal.
Oh, you'll miss me.
Hey, Bow Wow Wowzer, how's the old mayor of D.C. doing? Bow Wow Wowzer.
Hadn't heard from her in a couple days.
Wasn't that the guy's name? Bowser.
Bowser, yeah, he was in there.
Bowser.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser initially expressed fear as President Trump's plan to crack down on crime in the nation's capital. Fear. She had fear in one eye, concern in the other. What if he's right?
Uh-oh.
What if it works?
Oh no!
What if crime does come down? What if it is a nice place to live? What if it's safe for people to walk the streets?
Well, they'd have to have a Republican run things.
Well, there may be hope for the D.C. mayor yet.
Really?
She has come to her senses.
No.
She has actually opened her eyes. She is seeing things with a degree of clarity she may not have seen in years.
Wow.
After Trump announced his plans to deploy the National Guard troops and assume oversight of the Metropolitan Police Department to tackle rising crime in D.C., Bowser warned such a crackdown would be unsettling and unprecedented. Carjacking. That's kind of unsettling. Raid, unsettling.
Yeah.
Robbery,
yeah.
A little unsettling. Murder?
Being dead.
Unsettling.
Being dead is unsettling.
Very unsettling. Yeah. But the things that wouldn't be, they wouldn't be unprecedented, would they? However, are you ready for this? The mayor admitted at a press conference on Wednesday that the federal surge has made a noticeable impact on one of America's most famously dangerous cities. At the briefing, Bowser displayed a chart crediting the influx of FBI, DEA, ATF, U.S. Park Police, Capitol Police with bolstering MPD's efforts and declared, quote, "We greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what the MPD has been able to do in this city."
Wow, that's huge. I mean, it's kind of soft and subtle, but that's huge.
A Democrat.
Wow.
Sees the light. An epiphany taking place. Will it catch on? Will it catch on? This idea that I'm seeing it with my own eyes. I'm seeing it statistically. I know it to be true that as much as I hate Trump, he actually is doing a great job with this. This was a great idea.
Miracles happen.
God bless her.
Yes.
She pointed to one dramatic example, saying, for carjackings, the difference between this period, this 20-day period of this federal surge, and last year represents an 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C. We know that when carjackings go down, when use of guns go down, when homicide or robbery goes down, neighborhoods feel safer and are safer. So this surge has been important to us for that reason.
Look at that.
This is coming from a Democrat, these statistics. And this is huge. What will other Democrats do with this information? What will the likes of that big fat bozo J.B. Pritzker, what will he think? When he stood in defiance of the president. Don't you come around here no more. Unless you're bringing the buffet, boy.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
What is going to happen when they actually acknowledge the truth?
I just don't think all of them will. They're burying themselves. I don't think they will.
And I wonder how many media outlets, save for Fox News and some other, mm-hmm. you know, outlets, you know, is MSNBC, CNN,
oh.
will this make any sort of a headline? Will this be mentioned? It'll be more like, Muriel Bowser apparently has suffered a mild stroke saying positive things about Trump. Clearly, she was out of her flipping mind. Speaking, details at 11.
Speaking Erica Herrilly.
Yeah. But Bowser went on. She wasn't done.
There's more?
There is more.
Wow.
Quote, "This is what we think in just a couple of weeks of experience has worked, having more federal law enforcement officers on the street. We think having more stops that got to illegal guns has helped. We think that there is more accountability in the system, or at least perceived accountability in the system, that is driving down illegal behavior." In other words, when people actually get arrested, mm-hmm. and they're actually held and have to either come up with a bail or a bond, or they're too dangerous to be let go, it is amazing how the crime rate will plummet.
It's a miracle.
She goes on to say, "We know that we have had fewer gun crimes, fewer homicides, and we have experienced an extreme reduction in carjackings." She's admitting it. Now, Chicago has had these serious crime problems, especially in some areas. And I told them a long time ago, you got to do stop and frisk. You got to get these yep. gangbanging kids. You got to disarm them.
Yeah.
And, of course, they would never do that. They didn't have the political will to do that.
Or the cojones.
Well, I was saying it in a nice way.
I know.
But what if they did? What if they mm-hmm. did? Now they're going to dig in deep. They're not going to want to do it because mm-hmm. in the back of their minds, they know.
Oh,
they know yeah. what Trump's doing is right. They know why he's doing it. It's not a power grab at all. And they know that it's effective. And that, they're not going to want that. But kudos, really, to Mayor Bowser.
That is huge.
I think it is. Yeah. Now, Bowser did. She cautioned that not every tactic has been successful, citing a break in trust between police and community, especially with new federal partners in our community. But remember, the people that are like, you know, that don't want the troops there are the same ones that hate the cops, too.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, well, I like the police. They're really nice. I don't like these guys in camo. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
She criticized the use of masked ICE agents in neighborhoods and said relying on out-of-state National Guard troops was inefficient. Well, it might be inefficient if you're talking about it monetarily, how it's being paid for, but I don't think that that is something that she should necessarily worry herself about. As far as the ICE agents wearing masks, I think every intelligent person knows that these people have been doxxed. They have been identified. It puts them and their families at a high level of risk, and everyone knows that. So for her to have a problem with the masks is absurd and ridiculous, and it's not based in fact to have a concern in that area. But she was doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
When later prompted by a reporter, Bowser argued that Trump seizing greater control of Union Station would be a good thing. "The Union Station is owned by the Department of Transportation, and it'll be a good thing because the station has suffered from needing some, say, $12 billion, but let's call it at least $8 billion worth of investment in the renovation. And that's not something that the district will be able to support," she said. "It's an important regional asset. It's an important asset for the Eastern Seaboard. It's an important asset for the nation. So it's appropriate, in my view, for the federal government to make the necessary investments in the transformation of Union Station." So, on the whole, we are going to give her an A-minus and just a little bit because she doesn't understand the masks and the ICE agents, the importance mm-hmm. of that. But other than that, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is going to get the Epiphany Award today. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Well-deserved. California Supreme Court rejected an emergency petition Wednesday filed by Republicans trying to stop Governor Gavin Newsom's $200 million special election to gerrymander the state's congressional districts. I noted all the causes of what he was doing was illegal and unconstitutional under California's own constitution. But the Supreme Court, apparently they didn't agree with that. It was the second time in as many weeks that the state's highest court, which has a 6-1 Democrat-appointed majority, had given Newsom and his party the green light to go ahead with their redistricting scheme. Republicans said that the redistricting law and the special election that he's holding to enact both unlawful and unconstitutional. But California's highest judges allowed the legislation to seize the power to draw congressional districts. And, of course, Newsom was so happy and so excited, he immediately went out and treated himself to another haircut.
Wow.
And big dinner the French restaurant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And apparently got his lingerie laundered at the same time.
I can imagine.
I bet, right?
Well, no, nothing would surprise
no?
me there. No. I didn't need that visual, but nothing would surprise me now.
I'm just saying, you're in California. Let your freak flag fly.
Oh, it flies.
Newsom.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, he's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump's job approval rating has hit a personal record high in a poll from far-left Associated Press. After more than 6 months in office and 2 weeks after ordering the National Guard into D.C. to aid local police in fighting the epidemic of violent crime there, Trump's job approval rating jumped 5 points from 40% in July to 45% today. In this particular poll, that 45% is a record high, reaching back to when the Associated Press first started tracking the president's job approval in 2016. That's interesting, because the way that the Democrats position it, they always say a guy whose polling numbers are in the tank.
Right.
They tell you that they're terrible polling numbers. But even the mayor of D.C.
I love that. That
says
is just awesome.
Trump is kicking butt.
I bet Trump's smiling about that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know he is.
And that makes me smile. That makes Greg smile.
Oh, we're all smiling.
So now we need to know what's making you smile. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in now. Share some upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts with us. We might share a couple as well. All right? Things that make you smile next on 97.3. The Sky. Oh, it's an awesome day. Yes, indeed. It's another day in paradise. There's a lot to be thankful for. There really is. And that's why we highlight things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Yep. And good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Morning. Happy belated birthday, Greg. I couldn't get through yesterday. It's a 100-year anniversary for the Detroit Red Wings. The hockey gods have spoken. Sergei Fedorov to the Raptors. 3-time Stanley Cup. Wouldn't have won them without him. Have a good day, guys. That makes me smile.
All right. Love it. Let's go to Ann. What's making you smile?
Well, you were talking about earlier about birthdays at the end of the month. Well, my birthday is New Year's Eve. I was born 11:57 p.m., so I saved my dad $600 on income tax for 3 minutes. And also, if today was your birthday, you may not find anything going on. But guaranteed, on my birthday, there's always something going on somewhere. So that makes me smile.
Aw, saved dad $600 when she was born, but cost him about $5,000 in shoes over a lifetime.
Wow.
I'm just guessing.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hi, Hi, Bob. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this goes back a few Fridays ago when you were paying tribute respectfully to Hulk Hogan. You mentioned Andre the Giant. I used to watch the $6 Million Man in the 1970s, and there was one episode where Andre the Giant was Sasquatch or Bigfoot,
yep.
And Steve Austin, the $6 Million Man, needed to go find him in the forest. So that still makes me smile every time I remember your reference to Andre the Giant.
I remember that one, yeah. No, I mean, I barely do.
It looks like a hairy, he looks just like a hairy or Andre the Giant, really.
I mean, this is like, wow. It's like one of those things where now I do remember it, but I probably haven't thought about it since then.
Probably not.
Wow. The Smoking Gun coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A deranged fan threatened to kill the dog of a Red Sox pitcher, Dusty May, in response to a social media post by the pitcher's wife. May's wife, Amelia, shared an Instagram story that contained a picture of the couple's dog. And then there was a message which read, "I'll cook this dog for dinner."
Ooh,
what?
Wow.
This came after May allowed 5 runs in the Red Sox loss to the Yankees August 24th. And yes, apparently this is a disturbing trend. Boston reliever Liam Hendricks and his wife received death threats after a bad outing against the Mets in May. And they think, though, even though Red Sox fans are known to be a little kooky, that this might have something to do also possibly with gambling as well. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.